culture around us to fully embrace the Catholic approach. They both say that that conversion involves a renewed personal encounter with Jesus. It involves an encounter with Jesus that lets us hear Jesus' message. So I thought today, with this gospel on this weekend, it's a perfect opportunity for us to listen to Jesus. Because Jesus tells his disciples that his mission will take him to Jerusalem. And Peter, the rock, becomes the stumbling block. Because Peter says, "No, Lord, you're not going to Jerusalem." What he really meant is, "We're not going to Jerusalem with you." "No, Lord." I could hear Peter sounding like those religious voices you hear sometimes, you know, where the voice kind of sounds like it's coming from heaven. "But no, Lord, you shouldn't do that. It wouldn't be right." And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." The rock becomes Satan. "For you're thinking the way the world thinks, not the way God thinks." And he explains as he turns to his disciples the heart of Jesus' message. "If you try to save your life," he says to us, "you're going to lose it." How could it be that if trying to save our lives, we're going to lose it? Because the reflex to try to save our lives is ultimately selfish. And there's nothing selfish in being a disciple of Jesus. It's about to others. And he says, "If you lose yourself for my sake, that's when you'll find your life." What would it profit you? He asks, "What would it profit any of us to gain the whole world and lose ourselves in the process?" That's what's happening in our culture. We're losing ourself, losing our heart, we're losing our sense of community, of the common good. And the renewal of that is what we're brought to this table by the Holy Spirit to celebrate. Jesus is all about self-giving, being broken and poured out. Jesus is about us. And when he calls us to follow him, he says, "Take up your cross and follow me." For most of us, it's most of all at home. It's very close to home. It's about loving with greater freedom. It's about recognizing where I'm not free and letting God's grace into those places that frees me from myself, needs, desires, habits, so that I can be for others. I can be a disciple of Jesus who gives my life away for others. Sometimes that's as simple as being more generous. Thinking of the needs of others first. And the hope of those comes down through the ages is that we might become a people that contribute to the transformation of our world, our society. That we might be a people who witness to the rest of the world the joy of living an other-centered life. And that we might be involved in converting unjust social structures. So that when we celebrate Labor Day, we're celebrating it as Catholics. We're celebrating it as people with a Catholic heart. Somebody on our campus died last week. We're going to celebrate a memorial this afternoon. She was such a generous person, such an other-centered person. Somebody wrote me a note when I sent out the death notice. They said, faith that made a difference on the ground. When we celebrate this Eucharist today, let's receive as deeply as we can the gift of his love for us, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in this sacrament. Let's receive it and let us open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to become more like him. Make my heart like yours can be our prayer this weekend, so that we can be the people who stand up for others, people who defend the rights of others, people whom others see in the leadership of others' care. Let's pray for these graces this week and give thanksgiving for our leaders who have shared with us this good news. Paul tells us not to give in to the ways of the world. He tells us to become spiritual sacrifices. This was so radical for his day, because what the people sacrificed were animals in the temple. My property. I would give up some of my property.